Okay, Pascal, we're standing here and we can see a sack of cauliflowers here in front of us. But in actual fact, the sack's probably only containing maybe less than a third of what we can actually see here. And the rest is contained in a net, which is sort of spilling out onto the ground. Is this common?
This is very common, and these are some of the very interesting aspects we have been noticing in our project. You find some things that to an outsider they don't seem to make sense. You find a sack that is smaller than the load that is going to be put into it. But they tell us that the transporter insists on them loading it like that. Mm-hmm. And we have a gentleman here who is actually involved in this. Maybe he can tell us a bit about why they insist on having a sack when the load that will go into that sack is like three times the size of the sack.
Okay, so do you have an answer for that?
Kile kinatuma tuweke hiyo kwa gunia kwa badala ya kuweka moja moja.
He is saying that the transporter insists that they put it like that. He is trying to justify it in saying that if they do it any other way, they won't fit enough in the truck.
Do you think this is good practice?
I think there's a lot of damage to the produce by the time it gets to the market. And some of the things we are trying to encourage is really different ways of packaging.
So what sort of examples would you give for better practice?
I think by putting several trays on the truck so that the produce is, you know, in several compartments, then it's not pressing one on the other, would solve this problem and maybe improve the efficiency of getting the produce to the market.
Some of the lorries that we've seen have really been piled so high. I mean, not only are they putting lots of produce into the sacks, but then they've got sacks which look like they're sort of hardly holding onto the lorry anyway.
I know. It's one of these practices we are trying to influence even through the transport system in the country. It's one of these areas we could consider sort of forgotten, mm-hmm. You know, because there's a lot of overloading of vehicles, and for them, until a vehicle is overloaded, they really don't accept it as a full vehicle. Even people in the vehicle, it's like we must overload for the vehicle to be considered full.
Right.
These are cultural practices which we are trying to influence.
So how much of your work is involved in actually working with policymakers to get some of these practices changed?
We have set up community parliaments. And within these parliaments, we are getting now the local member of parliament to come and talk to them. We're getting the transporters, you know, the Horticultural Crops Development Authority people come to talk to them. And we believe that through this way, you know, we'll even get to the level of the cabinet ministers, you know, getting to understand what is going on. A very good example is recently a rule has been put in just a few weeks ago where everybody in a matatu must wear a seat belt. But this was done with no contact at all with the matatu users. And you continue to hear these things that are just, you know, dropped from above. And incidentally, it just seems like the real situation on the ground is not understood.
And what you would like to see through the community parliaments is a lot more consultation.
A lot more consultation and communities getting a voice to be able to be contacted to say what they think about the simplest of rules that we set on the roads, on the vehicles, whether it is the way the produce is packaged. These people know very well how to get this produce to the market without it getting spoiled, if only they were contacted. But nobody seems to contact them. And this is where Kendat as an NGO is coming in to empower them, to help give them voices so that they can be heard.
Now, as we look around us, we're absolutely surrounded by a crowd of people. Do all these local people know of the work of the local parliament? Are they really aware of what's happening?
Yes, the local parliaments we have started just a few months ago, maybe 4 or 5 months ago. And from what we have seen, it's moving very fast. Immediately we start placing some intermediate means of transport here, like motorbikes and some trailers to get the produce faster out. You know, you begin to see the impact. But I know they are already aware. We've been working in this area for quite a while now, even with the Donkey Welfare Project, where there's a community radio which is telling them about how to treat their donkeys better, how to feed them, how to house them, and all this. So I believe, and you'll hear it from them, that it's reaching them.